Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in a Monday edition of the Hoosier Report. We are back with you on regular schedule here on the Big X as we were every day last week. And I'll tell you what, no sports. We may run a little short on sports topics to chat about with you each day here with Indiana and, of course, with things in Southern Indiana sports as well. But we're committed to doing a show, and we hope that you'll join us throughout this week. We'll continue the conversation on sports and, of course, these crazy times that we're in right now. Number one, hoping for everyone's health and safety and those sorts of things first and foremost. But as we get maybe later into the week, I have some other plans for guests. We'll have Mayor Mike Moore of Jeffersonville. He's going to be in studio with me tomorrow. And we want to continue to provide a local show. Obviously, sports is our reason to be here. It's the reason for the Big X to be the leader in sports here in Southern Indiana. But we recognize in this time of concern and this time of need that perhaps we need to work in a little other content as well locally, because so many voices across the region, across the area, to get updates on things going on in other states and even in Indiana, from Indianapolis and from state government and Governor Holcomb and those sorts of things. Of course, lots of Louisville content available locally and how things are going in the state of Kentucky. But we want to bring some local leaders on and keep the spotlight here on Southern Indiana in a way that we never have on this program. So that's kind of generally my plan, but I'm committed to doing this show because it's fun to get on here with you each day. I feel like we've built up a great rapport and a great audience, both that listens live, and some of you listen at 3 o'clock, and some of you listen to the podcast, and we'll continue all those outlets, and I encourage your feedback and input, and let me know maybe what you'd like to hear on the show. If there's a guest or someone maybe that we've not had before, or time now for some other topics that we've never been able to get to in the foreseeable few weeks, perhaps a good time to cover some of those things. Welcome into this Monday program. Let's take a look at today's show lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, Steve Kerberg, the coach of Christian Academy of Indiana. He is with me in studio, as is his lovely daughter, Dana. And we're going to talk with Coach Kerberg about, of course, this great season for the Warriors, but also what we believe is a crazy finish to the season, although the tournament technically postponed at this time. But Coach Kerberg, a good friend, a good supporter, not just of his own program, but of Southern Indiana basketball. He's with me today. He's going to be with me kind of as a co-host throughout the program. So Coach Kerberg with me here in the first segment. We'll go through a couple headlines. We'll talk about some of the wild happenings that have affected sports and just really our way of life here in the last 3 or 4 days, just majorly in the first segment. Later in the program, Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star, he's with us. We'll catch up on some IU stuff, but we'll talk with Zach about all of the changes as well and how this affects not just Indiana basketball and Indiana athletics, but how this affects the Indiana campus and some other events as well when he joins us a little bit later today. And then finally, later in the show, Chad Gilbert, he's the IHSA Executive Board member. He's Charlestown's athletic director, former coach in the area. And Chad's going to join us to talk about some local happenings. Obviously, state tournament is postponed. I think most agree that they don't see an opportunity for it to be made up. Spring sports in high school, kind of the next thing on the chopping block. that appear to be in limbo, but no announcement has been made on that just yet. And then you got the college level. The NCAA has already canceled their championships through the spring, which includes the College World Series for baseball and softball that really technically go into the month of June. So we are very dry on sports, but we're going to continue to move forward as we cover this very crazy time here in our country and even in our area. Yesterday, it was announced by the Floyd County Health Department that someone, a native of Floyd County, with the coronavirus, which obviously makes it hit home. So we'll talk some about that coming up here today as well. That's the show lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget to mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive a dollar off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. And let me remind you of this, and I don't know Honey Baked Ham's specific plans, but Kentucky just announced earlier today that as of 5 o'clock today, restaurants and bars are closing. And you would have to believe, with Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky, other states making those announcements, that it's very likely that happens in Indiana as well. Most of those states still allow carryout. So you want a quality meal, you want something different from fast food, while you still can, stop by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. I get you a box lunch, maybe stock up on some of that great turkey and ham they have for the foreseeable future. All right, Steve Kerberg in studio with me. Coach, there's lots to talk about, and I know we plan to cover a lot of ground today. First off, congratulations to you and Christian Academy on just a banner season. And obviously I want to talk some about that. We've talked to you throughout the season, really, about some of your players and some of the successes that your team has had. But can you even begin to describe for your high school basketball team what the last 3-4 days have been like as you first found out that the tournament would be played without fans, continued to practice under those circumstances, then on your way to Ligoti Friday for a practice, and that's when you got the call that, hey, this isn't going to happen after all, without fans, with fans, this thing has went into postponement.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I listen to the show almost every single day, and you've built an incredible show. And I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. I get to go on my lunch break and my planning period at school about this time every day. I try to run and get a coffee and listen to the show every day. So you've built an awesome show with great guests, and thanks for having me today. Yeah, it's still a tough time right now. I think the toughest time was, of course, like you said, getting the word, and our guys were heartbroken. We were literally on our way, and you know, it's uncharted territory. I didn't know the word to say. I didn't know how to deal with that with my team, except to say that there's thousands of other teams and coaches and players going through the same thing right now. It hurt in the moment, specifically, I think, for our seniors, not knowing if they will get that chance again. We have 7 seniors this year. It's been a great season, a fun season, there's just been a question on how to go forward. You know, do you practice? Can you practice? I keep getting the feeling, you know, a couple days ago that they were really going to try to push through with this tournament. That was the feeling. I had no evidence or inside information, but I just kept getting the feeling that they wanted to finish this tournament, and things are changing day by day. So I don't know. But during that time, it was confusing. You know, do you continue to practice? What about players that are playing spring sports? Can they play both? Can they practice both? Should we have regular practice? I don't know. There was just question after question after question, and no one's ever been in this situation before. I will say that I encourage my guys to help lean on their brothers to get them through, because they do love each other, and it's a tough situation for everyone involved. I couldn't imagine being the head of an organization like the IHSAA and having to make a decision that would impact thousands of people, and no matter what decision you make, you're just going to get criticized on one side or the other. But that's a situation that we're in for leaders right now. So it's a great time to we need good leadership from all levels right now, because it's a time that I've never seen in my life. But also it's a time that I think of my team, for example. Those young men are so resilient. We'll take a tough loss or something, and they'll go get a good meal and a good night's sleep, and they're ready to take on the next challenge. I may pout for 3 or 4 days after a loss or something, but these guys are so resilient. I've had the privilege of working with young people for 20 years, and they bounce back so fast. And I'd say that about our country also. We're a resilient country, and we'll get through this and face this and bounce back. And I think there needs to be messages of hope and wisdom also, making right decisions and being safe, of course, but also messages of hope because we live in a tremendous country.
Yeah, no question. Steve Kerberg is my guest. Steve, the coach of Christian Academy boys basketball, of course, sectional champions, a tremendous season led by a great group of seniors, some very talented players, and we're going to talk about some of those guys coming up here a little bit later. But, Coach, I've got to ask you this. I've heard rumblings of maybe April makeup dates, so one weekend of regional as formatted now, and then maybe another weekend where the semi-state and state finals would be combined into one weekend. And as much as that's fun to think about and hopeful to think about, given, you know, some things like yesterday the CDC announcing that gatherings of 50 or more people, probably not something that should happen starting now through the next 8 weeks. And as we realize that this might not be just a 3 or 4 week ordeal, this could be something that takes us up to the summer or even into the summer to get back to normalcy as far as the way we live our lives and public events and sporting events. I'm not sure that those rumors and those plans or whatever they were as things get passed down second, third, fourth hand, I'm not sure that those are possible. Do you see a path for this tournament to be made up once you get to the summer and kids move on to college? Obviously, it's kind of something that would seem to be tough to pull back together. But do you see a path this spring that this thing is made up in any way, shape, or form?
I felt like every time I did, then new information would come out, and it seems more unlikely every day. Again, not to take away hope because it's possible, I guess, but more information comes out, and it seems to be less likely to happen, like I said. But my heart's broke for my players, but also for all that are involved. And I think about our local area, and I'm sure we'll talk about it here in a minute, but I really believe there were some teams, even though there were some tough challenges for those local teams, there were some teams that had a chance to do some special things this year. You know, I think about Floyd Central. They would have had to go through the number one team in the state. We had the number one 1A team in the state in our regional. Silver Creek had a tough battle right off the bat with Heritage Hills, I believe it was. And then, you know, Providence, that was a tough regional with Linton Stockton. We got to play them this year. But saying that, even though there were great teams in these regionals, man, there were some great teams coming out of this area. Coach Miller said in the paper from Providence, he said that there were no easy games this year. And, man, that couldn't have been said any better because there wasn't any games on our schedule this year from 1A to 4A where we could just go in and guarantee a victory. And it was battle after battle after battle. And that speaks to the level of coaching, I think, the level of talent, the level of basketball in our area. It was up across the board this year, and I felt like there were some teams that could make some special runs this year. So to get that taken away possibly is very discouraging, but you also have to look at things from the bigger perspective. You know, there's people that can't work their jobs a day, and there's bigger things in life than basketball, and I love basketball as much as anybody. So it's trying to keep the right perspective, and it's trying to keep the right focus and put things in the right order in our lives, even though we love basketball around here.
Absolutely. Steve Kerberg, coach of Christian Academy. He's going to be with me throughout the hour, and we're going to come back to you, Coach, with some questions about your team and your situation. But one final thing before I get into a couple headlines and then wrap up this first segment today. You had told me off air over the weekend as you and I were going back and forth about this thing, trying to find some comfort really in a world that we know that's temporarily not there right now, that there was maybe a group message or some communication from the local coaches, Todd Sturgeon at Floyd Central, Brandon Hoffman at Silver Creek, Ryan Miller at Providence, and of course you at Christian Academy. Lots of unknown, lots of questions, but neat to see you guys kind of sticking together and going off of one another for advice and sharing information in a very tough time for all these guys, including you and your teams.
Yeah, I was really interested in what they were going to be doing this week or the next couple of weeks, and again, it just kept changing and changing. I was texting and emailing other coaches in the regional across the state to see what their plans were, and it just helped. It helped at a time of we've never been here before, so what do we do? Do we keep the kids in the gym a couple of days a week to keep them sharp and conditioned, or do we, you know, just give them spring break off? Do we just cancel it for time being? I heard all those answers from different schools across the state, but I appreciated those local coaches reaching out to me. It helped make sense of things more and just hearing their thoughts. And, man, again, I have the utmost respect for those guys and their programs. And it's uncharted waters. So we're learning as we go, and we'll see what the next week brings us.
Steve Kerber, coach of Christian Academy, he's going to co-host today's show with me. We have Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star coming up, Chad Gilbert as well, as we talk some local sports. I do want to get into a couple Zaxby's headlines for this day. Zaxby's with locations in Jeffersonville and New Albany. And Coach Kerber, feel free to chime in on some of these, but probably this is tied into sports somewhat. A press conference called yesterday, 5:30, Floyd County Health Department, and you wonder when a press conference like that is called by your county, what exactly that means. And I've kind of been keeping an eye on state government in Indiana and, of course, Kentucky as well, and how they're handling this and what their coverage of this has been and how they're sharing information. And one of the first things I do every day, there's a map on the state of Indiana website where it shows you how many cases, how many deaths, which fortunately 20 cases is all as of this morning. One in Kentucky now. No deaths in Indiana as of this morning. It also shows you how many people have been tested through the Indiana State Health Department. Now, they're private tests, and someone here might go to Louisville and get tested. I'm not sure if that matriculates back into the state government numbers or not. But you wonder what could be happening when your local health department calls a press conference, because you look at the map, pretty much had been central with a couple northern Indiana cases. So you know it has to probably be either some warnings or maybe a case of coronavirus, COVID-19 here in Floyd County. And so I turned the press conference on. Of course, the live stream, I think it was wave three, it wouldn't even stay on, rightfully so. Everybody sharing it on social media, wanting to watch it, wanting to know what in the world's going on. And not only do we find out that an individual that's a Floyd County native has the virus, but we find out it really hits home, for me especially, that they were at the Seymour sectional. And there was some confusing on that first press conference, what day they were there. Of course, you try to figure out if they were only there one day, were they a fan of a team that maybe got beat and they just went to their one game? But as the press release came out, it lists that the person was at Northside Christian Church for a service. It listed that they were at the Seymour Sectional on Saturday, March 7th, which would have been the championship game, and actually a couple events at Floyd Central, a color guard competition, a high school wrestling match, lots of time at Caesars Casino of Southern Indiana, which almost, given the hours and the number of days, you wonder if the person didn't have some involvement at the casino as an employee. Who knows? We're just speculating here. But when you hear Seymour Sectional out of all that, and I'm sure there's some people that patronize the casino a lot, and when they hear that, that brings it into their realm. And there's probably some people that are great attendees of Northside Church, and when they hear that the person was at Northside Church, they hear it out. That brings it into their world even more immediately. But obviously, to hear Seymour Sectional, to hear the basketball tournament that we love, I think back to the sectional. In the sectional week, I was at Seymour, I was at Cordon 2 days. The coronavirus was really not even a thought back then. You know, we saw it on the news. It was in China. Italy was really beginning at that point of the month to have some problems. And you know it's going to come to the United States. We're not silly. But I don't know that you ever think we're going to be faced with maybe being in our homes for a period of time, for there not being an NCAA or state basketball tournament. But yesterday, Steve, that news locally, we don't know who it is. We don't need to know who it is. But that's obviously concerning that it is right here. We probably assumed it was right here already. I'm assuming it's a lot more places than what we know it is right now. But it hit home for me when you list some of those local places that maybe you and I have both been as well.
Absolutely. You know, again, the basketball tournament is so special here in Indiana, and that was actually a location that a case was found. And I don't know, it does hit home. It does make it makes you realize that things are a lot more bigger than basketball. And we already know that, of course, and we live our lives that way, that things are a lot bigger than basketball. But I did find it interesting that was one of the locations that was named in the press conference. And it's because I think it speaks to how special basketball here and the thousands of people that attend. But it's to me, it's amazing how fast things have changed since maybe Thursday night. You know, it's every day, it's every hour. It seems like time's a little slower right now because the news breaks so fast. And yeah, when you get word that it's in your area, it makes it more real. I agree with you. I think we knew it was going to spread, but it makes it more real when you hear Seymour Sectional, when you hear Northside Church, when you hear the local places in our area. And I really hope personally, and this is just my personal thought, that people don't panic and that fear doesn't take people over. You know, I believe that God is in control, that He's sovereign, that He is in control of our lives and in control of our situation. And I hope that people don't rush to fear and panic and rely on each other and love each other and help each other get through this situation.
Absolutely. And again, Steve Kerberg is in studio with me. One other thing I do want to mention, a couple things to get to as we continue on in our headline segment. Getting back to sports here for just a moment. First team all Hoosier Hills Conference. Those coaches went ahead and met and decided who's going to be first team, who's going to be honorable mention. Jake Heidbreeder of Floyd Central, he is at the top of the list for first team all HHC. Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, Caden Stanton of New Albany, Jacob Jones of Jeffersonville, Grant Goman of Floyd Central, Trey Horrigan of New Albany. Those are the local guys from Clark and Floyd counties on that first team all conference. Honorable mention, the local guys, Caleb Mason of Jeffersonville. How about that? Great 3-point shooter. Entered the season not as someone that you would expect to see as an honorable mention in the conference, but definitely played his way into a spot this season. Tucker Biven of New Albany, Darren Starks of Jeffersonville, Julian Hunter of New Albany, who was battled with injuries throughout his career. He's on the list as well, as is freshman Caleb Washington from Floyd Central. He's going to be a young player to follow in future seasons as well. And Jeffersonville coach Chris Moore, he was voted as Hoosier Hills Conference Coach of the Year. I think it's pretty standard the coaches vote the winning team, the conference championship team's coach, as the Coach of the Year. But Chris Moore voted as the Hoosier Hills Conference Coach of the Year. Other things, so this has nothing to do with us in our local area, but Rick Pitino back in college basketball at Iona. That was kind of a surprising announcement when college basketball could use a little bit of a jolt. That's definitely a jolt to see Coach P back in the college game. I'm all for it. Hope that he's learned his lessons. Think he's a tremendous coach. Iona with a great, great tradition in mid-major basketball and having some success getting to the tournament. I can only imagine that in a future NCAA tournament, some which way, the seeds will work out where it'll be Coach Mack and UofL against Coach Pitino and Iona. Of course, a great storyline, and I sure hope that very soon we can get back to those days and thinking about that great tournament that we obviously don't have this year as well. One other quick headline, IU football with a big announcement. It actually came out earlier this morning. Tom Allen has named Aaron Wellman as the Senior Assistant Athletic Director for Football Performance. Wellman comes to Bloomington after 4 years with the New York Giants as a strength and conditioning coach for that NFL program. So I don't even know that we mentioned it here, but Indiana lost a couple key strength, wellness staff members, conditioning staff members to Alabama a few weeks ago. And this is a replacement. And, of course, don't know a lot about Coach Wellman, but someone coming from the NFL, bringing that level of experience at the highest level in the football game, obviously, I'm sure, very welcome to the IU football program. So a couple things there. Just maybe if you need a little bit of good news when it comes to the coronavirus and all the negatives and the concerns about this thing lasting for 8 weeks and public events and sporting events canceled. Residents of, and I don't even know how you say it, is it Hubei, the Hubei province, the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak, have resumed to a more daily life routine today. Factories, businesses, a lot of them reopened, and maybe that gives some encouragement that the United States, a number of weeks down the road, can get to that point as well. I don't think we're at that point yet with everything closed, but it does seem that more closings obviously are imminent. That's a look at our headlines for this Monday edition of the program. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star. We'll come back with Chad Gilbert later on to talk some local sports. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Monday program. Steve Kerber, Christian Academy's coach, is in studio with me as a guest host today. And Zach Osterman, who's with us Mondays here on the show to talk IU basketball and more, joins us in this very crazy time. And Zach, I think we want to talk a little bit of normalcy in sports and a hire today announced by IU football. But first and foremost, we talk a lot about how this affects sports. NCAA tournaments, Big Ten tournaments, NBA, and obviously this is going to be something that affects sports and many other things for a while. But IU has made some more announcements about classes and spring break and other events at the school, obviously, that have nothing to do with IU athletics, which kind of underscores how big a deal this is and how many kids, athletes, students, families, the list goes on, that this type of deal affects.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everybody last week was sort of taking these, you know, this is in sports, academics in general, was taking kind of the cautious sort of let's hit the pause button and just kind of see where we are as this thing develops. It's changing almost hour by hour. I mean, there were literally points at which I was contacting sources for updates on things with Indiana, for example, and you know, by the time they could circle around to getting back to me, things had already changed. But I think that it's become increasingly clear, you know, I speaking to people over the weekend, I think there was very much a belief that Indiana, it was hard to see a world where Indiana was going to have in-person classes again this semester. And I think that the CDC recommendation last night that all gatherings of what more than 50 people be suspended for at least the next 8 weeks kind of made that decision easy for Michael McRobbie and IU. And, you know, obviously I think that includes some tough decisions. You know, it may wind up, they haven't kind of punted graduation yet, but it may well wind up affecting Indiana's commencement. It's called off the Little 500, which is something that, you know, is obviously a little bit niche to IU and certainly niche to people like me who rode in it and are still involved in it. But it is something that Indiana is very proud of. This was to be the 70th running of the men's race. It has never been interrupted. You know, there have been times when it's looked like it may need to get called off. There have been times when weather has moved it around. But it had never been interrupted until now. And I know that they've tried to leave you know, that open-ended. Maybe they'll hold the race later in the year. Just structurally, I don't think that's likely. But we'll see one way or the other. I think that, you know, the best argument that I saw beyond the obvious, just sort of preventative, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Best argument I saw for canceling the NCAA tournament over the weekend, I think maybe applies to some of these, a lot of these drastic measures that we've seen in the last 24 to 48 hours, which is that if you postpone it, if you say, well, let's wait a week and see where we are, let's wait 2 weeks and see where we are and so forth, people don't appreciate the gravity of the situation. In their own minds, you know, people get to say, well, maybe this will just be a week and then it'll blow over. Maybe it'll just be a couple weeks and then everything will get back to normal. I think it's been important for a lot of people, our leaders in politics, our leaders in sports, certainly our leaders in medicine. And I think that Indiana's actions last night, you know, kind of put it in this boat as well, to just be very frank and say, this is going to change our lives for a while. And it's going to change the way we see the world long after we're past it. So obviously it's, you know, it's affected a lot of students at Indiana. Of course, it's affected a lot of athletes at Indiana. But I think that everybody seems to be understanding now, that, you know, this is something that is going to be difficult for us for a very long time.
Talking to Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star, I do want to get to a little bit of sports with you, and I do want to start with some news. There have been lots of press releases in our inboxes here lately. Most of them, if it comes from an athletic entity, has to do with a closing or postponement or cancellation. This one from IU Athletics, from the football side of things, was a pretty interesting announcement for the future of Indiana football. Aaron Wellman has been named a senior assistant athletic director for football performance, replacing some departures Indiana had actually to Alabama a few weeks ago. And I don't know a lot about Wellman, just beginning to read about him, very experienced person in this field, and comes to Indiana after 4 years with the New York Giants.
Yeah, and he's been in college, too. I believe he spent some time at Michigan, some time at Notre Dame. He's also involved every year in the NFL draft combine. I think he handles the bench press station at the combine, which of course gets a lot of attention. You know, I mean, whenever programs hire strength staff, I think people in my position always want to be careful, because, you know, the minutiae and the details that these people work in, you know, require years and years of training. And so you can have a season where guys take a big leap forward and everybody broadly stays healthy, and you think, oh, the strength coach must have had a lot to do with that. You can also, of course, have a season where the opposite happens and everyone thinks, well, geez, what is the strength coach doing to get these guys ready? I think ultimately for Indiana, the best position you can be in, you know, Indiana didn't just lose Matt Ballou or David Ballou and Matt Ray. It also lost a couple of their key assistants in the weight room, Paul Constantine and Matt Clapp. You know, I think that for Indiana, losing that much institutional knowledge, you know, at one level, it just made sense to say, let's just go find the best, most qualified guy to fill this role and let him make it his own. And to be bringing somebody in from the NFL, whatever the circumstances, I think in a lot of ways is going to speak for itself. You know, and that's not to guarantee that everything continues on an upward curve. That's not to guarantee that Indiana will keep doing all the same stuff. Although it's worth pointing out, more people had been kind of getting into the same sort of strength and speed approach that Indiana had adopted with Ballou and Ray, the idea of peak power and things like that, the precision instrumentation used to measure that sort of stuff. So you wouldn't be surprised to see at least some of that stuff stick around, because I think that's more broadly just kind of the future of that role in that sport, if that makes any sense. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, you know, it's funny. I'm sitting here writing about all sorts of different things. You got Aaron Wellman. I'm trying to sort of spin things forward for IU basketball. We have all these questions, and right now that, you know, there are no answers because nothing's happening. You know, we're in a situation where Wellman can't work with these kids because obviously practices have been have been suspended, and now in-person classes are suspended the rest of the semester. And so everyone is going to kind of have to adjust the way they see the next few months, because at some point we are going to get back to normal, but what, you know, you can't replace the time that was lost. And so it's not going to be something where you can simply say, all right, come back in, just pick all the weights back up and we'll go again. There's going to have to be things, you know, basically almost started from scratch, things rebuilt, you know, patterns and things are going to require time to get sort of adjusted to again. And forgive me for always kind of spinning this into the big picture, but it feels impossible to kind of detach from it at the moment. You know, Indiana's got to keep moving forward. Everybody's got to keep moving forward, of course, as much as they can. It's just that they're going to hit roadblocks eventually in almost any situation.
Talking to Zach Osterman, the Indianapolis Star. Steve Kerberg is in studio with me. We'll get back with him too as well. But from an IU basketball perspective, I guess two things to close out our time today, Zach. And these, take these in any direction you want, but the selection Sunday would have been yesterday. We all know that. We all thought of that last night. Anybody that listens to this show and is an Indiana fan was definitely in the back of their mind missing that, thinking about that, wondering about that in some way, shape, or form. Is there any doubt, and I don't think there is because I saw last night bracket matrix with the final brackets that were put out by, and I know it's hard to put out a final bracket with what happened in the conference tournament time, but final brackets put out by so many people, included Indiana. I think they were in all maybe but one, and there was a considerable number that were posted. But your thoughts, Indiana in the bracket, what type of seed do you think they had earned given where things were at? I know it's hard to get a real clear read in those final days of conference tournament play. And the second part of my question about IU basketball is what's next? I know we don't maybe know time frames on when life will get back to normal, but it sounds like April recruiting is likely off. National letter of intents have been postponed at this time. There obviously is so much up in the air. Is it possible that maybe summer recruiting in July of some sort, is that maybe the next time that we have some hard information on IU basketball to talk about?
Yeah, I think to the first question first, I certainly think Indiana was in the field. I think, you know, a 9 seed, maybe more likely a 10 seed would have made sense to me, although I think Indiana probably was going to have more opportunity to improve its position than maybe some of the other bubble teams around it. I'm thinking about, you know, for example, Southern Cal or Stanford, you know, teams, Xavier maybe, just because Indiana, Xavier a little bit of an exception, but Indiana could in theory have gotten more out of, you know, one or two more wins in its conference tournament and therefore, you know, kind of boosted its resume more than a lot of its, you know, a lot of the teams around it. If it had, let's say, beaten Penn State or, you know, beaten Iowa or Maryland after that. But I certainly think Indiana was in the tournament, you know, and I don't know exactly how we're going to wind up seeing this season. Do we see it as an NCAA tournament season for Archie Miller? I would argue that you have to, but I would also say that I think the opportunity Archie Miller loses is the chance to say, you know, the chance to go to the tournament and win a game or two. And then all of a sudden, I remember years ago, I think it was Gary Parrish telling me, Kevin Stallings said to him once that, you know, that one of the weird parts of any college coach's job is that, you know, Stallings, I think this is the story. He said, I could win 25 games in the regular season, but lose in the first round of the tournament. And that season would be seen as less of a success than winning 18 games, sneaking in the back door, but winning twice and going to the Sweet 16. And so I think the one thing that Archie Miller loses is the opportunity to carry some momentum in the postseason and see what he could do there. But I do think this was a tournament team. I think, you know, people like Deron Davis and Devontae Green should be remembered as, you know, having put together an NCAA tournament caliber senior season. As for what's next, you know, I mean, that's kind of what I've been trying to write over the weekend. And even, you know, I'm kind of doing some off-season questions, and I'm trying my hardest to kind of remove a lot of the circumstances and just ask the basic questions, but it's very hard. You know, for example, will Trace Jackson Davis test the NBA draft waters? You would expect under normal circumstances he might have been tempted to at least see where his stock was, whether he came back or not. But, you know, now I think we can all pretty much presume that the pre-draft process is probably on a little bit of hold the way everything else is with the NBA. Christian Lander, has stated his intention to reclassify, but now you've got obviously a lot of academic concerns up in the air at the high school and college level. So is that going to present obstacles that he's going to have to overcome? To your point, you know, that there's no in-person recruiting going on right now, whether on campus or off campus. I know that my colleague Kyle Nedenry, theorized over the weekend, would some kids just start committing? Because obviously some of these kids have taken, junior official visits, and now all of a sudden the coaches can't come see them in April. They can't, reciprocate with visits, at least as we think of it, as we know right now, and maybe this will change in a few weeks. But for the moment, they can't be sitting here planning visits for May or, the next open periods, whatever they are. So will some kids just start committing? But then you also have the added layer of, is the NCAA still going to consider giving seniors a year back for their lost postseasons? Obviously, the spring semester athletes, it sounds very much like that's going to happen, and I think that's fair. I think that's right. It's probably a more complicated question regarding winter sport athletes, because many of them were close to, if not already in, their postseasons. And so, all of a sudden, does, for example, if Devontae Green and Deron Davis get years back, is Indiana going to have to, juggle that? Does everybody maybe get a couple of extra scholarships just for 1 year to let these seniors kind of move on, but have one more year so we don't have to have a wave of transfers and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of seniors are knocking a whole bunch of, freshmen off of the rosters and things? But then, okay, well, if you're going to do that, obviously that's there's a lot of good and a lot of sort of good intention behind that idea. But, who's going to pay all this money for all these athletes that suddenly need another year of education? Because that's millions and millions of dollars that suddenly athletics departments could be on the hook for. And if you say, well, the NCAA could help move some money, well, guess what? The NCAA just canceled its primary. And when I say primary, I think it's something like 80 to 85%, depending on what reports you read, revenue driver annually. And, of course, the NCAA has a slush fund and things like that, but boy, it just gets complicated real fast. And I think that ultimately we can have some of these questions about roster building and roster management. Obviously, this would also be the time when guys would either be preparing for the NCAA tournament or, launching into their off-season workout programs. A lot of that's on pause. I think it's unclear at the moment, for example, even if guys can get into the gyms, because in some places I think everyone's just shut all facilities down, including, I believe, Indiana. The point I'm trying to make is I think that there's a really interesting, kind of conversation to be had about what Indiana could look like next year and whether Indiana could be kind of a conference contender or at least on the periphery of conference contention if things break right for the Hoosiers. But geez, there's just so much that we can't answer right now.
Absolutely. Zach Osterman, the Indianapolis Star. Zach, I didn't want to bring this up, but you had a bit of a health scare where you were very cautious and so forth. I'm glad you're feeling better and honored each week to have you with us on the radio show, and follow Zach's work at indystar.com/sports. I know that despite the pause in things, you're hard at work on some great stuff, and always look forward to reading your work, always look forward to talking with you about your work, and stay safe, stay healthy, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, and I hope you don't mind. I don't mean to sound preachy. I really am fine. My symptoms have never gotten bad, but I will tell you that if this is that, if I did have a mild case of this coronavirus, I tried just doing a little bit of yard work yesterday, screwing some playground stakes into the ground to anchor my son's playset, and I got so washed out I was dizzy for about 5 hours. So this is, that's from having a fever very briefly and a bad cough for a few days. This is no joke. So if you've got it, if you run into it, please take care of yourself. If not, please take care of each other. Do everything you can. I know it's tough for us all right now, but do everything you can to keep your distance, stay at home, and just kind of follow all the expert medical advice we can get, because I speak from experience. This is no joke.
Absolutely. Zach, thank you. Stay safe. We'll talk with you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always.
All right. Zach Osterman with the Indianapolis Star always a good way to begin the week. And, of course, not a ton of IU chat as normal, but still some. Steve Kerberg is still in studio with me. And, Steve, as we wrap our minds around this, it did come out, Governor Holcomb in Indianapolis announcing that the state of Indiana will also follow along the lines of other Midwestern states and other states across the country. As of 2:30 today, bars and restaurants will be closed. There will be carry-out, drive-up services and things like that. But as the severity of this sets in and the precautions that we're going to have to take to be healthy, obviously you're out of school. Obviously it's normally a time when you're talking about state tournament and you're talking about spring break. If you're not still in the state tournament, it's just going to take some getting used to. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes you think of all the people impacted personally that need to get those hours at work. So I want us to be mindful of those businesses and pray for those guys. And also, I would encourage people, and I'm not an expert, but I would encourage people to use these restaurants and these drive-thrus because these people, they need these hours at work. And it's a good way to help them also in these businesses continue to get business during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Kerberg with us. We'll head to a break. We'll come back with Chad Gilbert. And Chad, of course, you know what we'll talk about, some local sports headlines when Chad joins Steve and I in the next segment right here on a Monday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, back with you. Final segment on this Monday program. Steve Kerberg, the coach of Christian Academy, is in studio with me. And Chad Gilbert, IHSA executive board member, former coach here in the area, and currently Charlestown High School's athletic director, is with me on the phone line. Chad, what a time. Our state tournament postponed. Not sure there's any real opportunity to make this thing up. Obviously, much greater concerns than playing basketball and playing sports right now. But I've got to believe that in this normal busy time, a transition from spring to summer, or excuse me, from winter to spring sports for a high school athletic director, I've got to believe that your concerns, your phone calls, your emails, the work that you are able to do at this point is much different than what it normally is this time of year, and I know it's very surprising to all of us.
Matt, first of all, Coach Kerberg, congratulations on another great year. Enjoy watching your teams. They're always well prepared. You always get the most out of your guys, and you've done that for years, so congratulations on another great year.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach. Good to hear from you.
Yes, you too. You know what? But going in this, man, I'm not going to talk too much of my personal beliefs on this. You know, that's all out there. And this is, I've got strong feelings, but this is stuff that, you know, you got to take care of. And you got, our family, we're kind of attacking this as a coach. You know, we have our days like a practice plan of what we're going to do every day, what we're going to get accomplished with our kids, with ourselves, just to try to stay focused on this thing because this is something different. This is something that no one asked for. Every athletic director for spring sports, the hay's in the barn. All the officials are there, all taken care of. The transportation's taken care of. Uniforms are ordered. We're ready to go. It will be more problem to cancel spring sports than it is to have them. However, that being said, is that worth many, many lives possibly? I think you'd rather look back and say, hey, we did this, and this is what happened instead of we did this, and this is what happened. So, you know, it's a trying time for all, tough decisions to be made, and it's something that, you know, I think that you just got to approach every day as a coach because, you know, we all are leaders to someone, whether it's our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our parents. We got to make good decisions, you know, whether it's, you know, we got to approach every day calm and composed. I think we got to consider ourselves, you know, be selfless, that, you know, you sacrifice your stuff for the greatness of the team. I think we got to be honest and look this thing right in the face. I think we've got to lead by example. I think we got to wash our hands. We got to have practice social distancing. You know, we've got to lead. We got to over-communicate this stuff. We got to be specific on how we're going to bring the fight. And we got to be empathetic and understanding. And no matter how bad things are for you, someone else got them worse than we do. And, you know, at the end, you got to be resilient. You got to be hopeful. Tough times go away, Matt. Coach, tough people don't. You got to plan your work your plan, and, you know, pray for healing, pray for leadership, pray for each other.
Yeah, good stuff, Chad Gilbert, our guest. Chad, what is next with sports? I think that it's got to be on the back seat. I've seen many parents out there pleading that the spring sports season be played, and I get it. I really get it from their personal perspective that, you know, just as basketball parents want to see the basketball tournament finished, you've worked so hard. You've maybe played travel, baseball, softball, whatever, training, whatever it may be to get ready for the season. But when we look at how serious this thing is in Italy, a country that in many ways with healthcare and other areas very similar to the United States and the issues that this has caused them, trying to get ahead of it and trying to stop it from getting to that level, we hope, is something that's going to, as you say, cause some real changes in our everyday life and some sacrifice in all of our everyday lives. And so I'm not sure that as much as we want to talk about when sports could continue or if sports could continue, I'm not even sure really what's appropriate right now.
You know, that's what leaders are for. Governors in our state, surrounding states, are putting out some things that they hope will help with social distancing. You know, our leader of the associations, you know, they'll come through and they'll weigh the options and make decisions that are best for everyone involved. May not be the most popular, might not be the easiest, may not be. You know, it just depends on what side of the spectrum you look at it. But what you don't want is that our society. Go to a grocery store at 3 o'clock today and tell me how crazy it is. You don't want our hospitals in a month to look like those grocery stores with people fighting over ventilators. And I think that's something in the big picture that you got to look at and keep in mind moving forward.
Talking with Chad Gilbert, Chad, our guest, Steve Gerberg with me in studio. Chad, final question, final, I guess, thoughts for you. It hit home yesterday, if it hadn't for me, which it had, but yesterday really underscored that it's close, it's here. You mentioned someone in Floyd County, the health department did, that has the virus. They were at the Seymour Sectional. They were at Northside Church. They were at places in our community that we all at some point attend, go to. But really, the Seymour Sectional, that's the one I think that makes maybe even a kid stop in their tracks and think, oh, my gosh, I was in that gym that night as well. I think that maybe as bad as it is when someone locally gets it, you don't want to see anyone in our state, our area, anywhere, get this this illness, die from this illness, struggle from this illness. But by it being local and by it being at the Seymour Sectional, as crazy as that sounds, I do wonder if that doesn't make some people wake up and say, this is here, this is in places that I've been, this is maybe a lot more serious than what I thought it was. If we get if we get that from a local case, you don't ever want to see a case in Clark and Floyd for somebody like us that lives here, loves this place, our families live here. But if that does open our eyes to the greater issue that we could have here, that's the positive, I guess, of something bad like that being announced here locally.
Well, you know, imagine that person who's got it, how bad they feel physically. You know, you heard Zach say he was dizzy. You know, it took him 5 hours to regain what he had. He doesn't know if he had it. This is a confirmed case. Then imagine how bad this person feels by going to all these places. They didn't know that they were going out. That person didn't think, I'm going to go infect as many people as I can. That person didn't know that they had it. And that's what's so scary is one of us three could have it. We don't know. And that's what makes this so scary. And that's why it's so important to wash your hands and practice the social distancing, Matt. It's, you know, and maybe this is something they can take us back a little bit. Will we love each other a little bit more? Will we spend some time with our families around the dinner table? You know, we say prayers before we eat. Will we, you know, kids are in the yard and they're shooting basketball on their own, or they're hitting five balls. The dads are hitting five balls back to their son in their backyard. You know, some things that kind of we've gotten away from. And maybe we get away from social media a little bit and just see the negative side of things. You know, we got to stay informed, but we can't live in fear.
Yeah, great stuff. Chad Gilbert, my guest. Chad, always fun, and let's hope everyone stays safe. Let's keep this going. I'll talk with you next week.
Matt, thanks for everything you do for Southern Indiana Sports. And Coach Kerberg, let's get together soon. Congratulations again. Another great year. Great coach, even better person.
Oh, thank you, Coach.
And Steve Kerberg in studio. Steve, same thing Chad said. Congrats on a great year. Thanks for coming in with us. We'll be back in touch and appreciate not only your job at Christian Academy and what you've done with that team, but your interest, your support, your love of Southern Indiana basketball and this show. And it's been fun to follow you and your career. And let's hope that we can get back to some normalcy and all this stuff very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again, Matt. This show, I really genuinely love this show. You've done a great job with it, Matt, and I know a lot of people concur with that.
Don't forget, coming up Tuesday, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star will join us. And boy, Greg is always fun to talk to, and I'm sure he'll have some very interesting things to say in this very trying and concerning time. Also, Mayor Mike Moore of Jeffersonville, he's going to stop in and be with me for the second half of the show tomorrow. We'll have some fun. We'll talk some sports with Mayor Moore, but we'll also get down to business as well and talk about a few things in the community and how this coronavirus, COVID-19, is affecting things and could affect things locally. And I think you'll have some very interesting things to say on all accounts. We'll be back with you tomorrow. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.